Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How is understanding warfare and grace life-changing? Lindsay Westwood had a pretty normal life up until she started working for Victor Marx. That is All Things Possible Ministries. Her business degree never could have prepared her for two trips to Iraq, complete with caring for orphans, going into Mosul, while it was an ISIS stronghold, and hearing mortars go off that were too close for comfort. What's changed most in her life in Iraq is her understanding of warfare and grace. How's your understanding of warfare and grace? One thing I do know is that there is warfare going on and grace needed because of a battle raging for your soul. My friend, what I'm speaking about more specifically is really the context of it is the love of God for you. And in the context of God's love for you, there is the mercy and grace of God in Jesus Christ, who loves you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. And Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Lindsay Westwood, Victor Marx, and the ministry of All Things Possible, the love of Christ is also reaching out to you at this moment. And it's our prayer that you would open your heart to Jesus and receive him as your Savior and Lord. Lindsay Westwood graduated from Point Loma University, Nazarene University, in Managerial Organizational Communication. She's the Administrative Personal Assistant for Victor and Eileen Marx at All Things Possible Ministries. Lindsay, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here and share with you guys.
Lindsay, where did you grow up?
I actually grew up in Texas, outside of Dallas, on about 10 acres in the country.
Well, I recall in Dallas that land is in abundance.
Yes. Yep, it definitely is.
What was it like growing up on 10 acres?
Oh, it was fun. We had horses, we had goats, chickens, rabbits. We did the whole 4-H thing. So there's a lot of hard work, for sure. A lot of mucking stalls and mowing the pasture. Chores that built character, for sure.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, gosh. Probably my mom. Thankfully, I had parents who were married growing up, and my parents are still married over 30 years. And I think my mom was definitely a person who was a leader in our family and always a good example of Christ, really, and staying close to the Lord and how that was important. And I know most people don't have that. So I was someone who was fortunate to have a mom who was close to the Lord and, you know, influenced her children to do the same. So
how did you become a Christian?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, and I kind of always thought in my mind that because I grew up in a Christian home, that meant that I was a Christian, but that is not true at all. We were going to a church in Texas that was a Baptist church, and I remember as a kid going, I always felt convicted when I went because they had altar calls, you know, the Southern Baptist typical, like every sermon there's an altar call. And I always felt convicted. And I was listening to the lies of the enemy saying, you know, don't raise your hand. You'll be embarrassed. Like, everyone's going to think you're a liar. Totally typical thing, like typical lies from the enemy. And finally, one night at home, my dad actually told us at dinner that he had accepted Christ that day, that he had prayed to accept Christ. And I just started crying. And that night I prayed to accept Christ. And it's just, it goes to show that when you have a father and mother in your life, and if they step out in faith and, you know, and accept Christ and lead your family in a way that's honoring to the Lord, your family will follow you. And they'll respect you. And so from that, not only did I get saved, my sister got saved. And so both of us, my sister and I, became Christians after that, after my dad stepped mm-hmm. out and told us that he had accepted the Lord.
Now, you, so what age were you when this happened?
How old were you? 12 years okay. old.
So you're going to Point Loma. How did God lead you there?
My mom went there mm-hmm. When she was in college, and it's a beautiful campus. I always wanted to go there as a kid. We would visit, and so I ended up going there, and I graduated in 2012 from Point Loma.
Mm-hmm. You make a point about the faith of parents, where, you know, your dad, was there a sense of vulnerability that your dad shared that sort of opened you up and kind of created an emotional and maybe a decision-making passageway for you to move forward when he did that at the dinner table that night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, seeing my dad, because dads are supposed to be, you know, strong and unwavering. I mean, that's how I grew up, looking at father figures. And when he told us with, you know, almost tears in his eyes that, it was weird. It was weird for me because I've never seen my dad be vulnerable like that. And it's not even to say that from that point on, he was vulnerable all the time and, you know, transparent. And that he always shared his feelings, because it's not the case. But that moment where he was vulnerable and he told us, it changed our lives. So, yeah.
Suzanne, you have a thought on this, a question?
A couple, Lindsay. Had your mom established a personal relationship with Christ, and then is there anything specific you can remember back to that would have prompted your dad to say that prayer at that time in his life?
My mom did have a personal relationship with Christ. She, I think when she was a teenager, found the Lord. And then as far as my dad, he was feeling the same things that my sister and I were feeling when we went to church and being convicted by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But he was the one who actually stepped out first and prayed to accept Christ and publicly, you know, let us know. So we were all experiencing the same thing.
As you're saying this, Lindsay, I'm thinking about fathers, a father who may be listening, and the prompting of the Spirit that God is giving to this dad right now, mm-hmm. and that it's not some fluke or some odd circumstance that's taking place, though it may seem like that from the outside, but the Lord is doing a work by His Spirit, like you said, convicting by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And imagine Dad, imagine dear father, friend of mine, as you listen to this program, imagine what would take place in your family. What will be released? What might flow out? What blessings God may pour out, mm-hmm. if a father would just respond? Who knows what the Lord is preparing around the family or around the situation? Now, you're giving one example, but this principle, I think, could apply in a much broader context.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely, yeah. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy, because that's warfare. That's the enemy trying to get you to not say something or not do something. And once you can recognize that, you know, those things that you think are your own thoughts, that they're fiery darts, that's the key, is recognizing that it's demonic. The warfare that you're experiencing, it's demonic, and they don't want you to do that one thing or say that one thing to that one person or step out in faith doing this or that. So that's the key.
It might be a point of vulnerability. It might be a confession. In a sense, that's what your dad did, right?
Right.
Confess his need for Christ. That's the vulnerability. I think going a little bit deeper before we go into our break, is this issue of pride. Because, Lindsay, Suzanne, I've felt it very strongly on many occasions in life. And when you talk about warfare in this regard, it's sort of a holding back or holding to oneself, holding things together to create this sense of, okay, I've got it together. But it's pride. It's creating this or maintaining this image that we want to keep up or put up there for others to see that we're in control, that we've got things together. And yet it's in the vulnerability or a confession of a need for God that may seem so subtle. But you're right, Lindsay. The devil and the demons, they want to do everything to keep us from that point.
That's one of their favorite targets, is pride.
Well, and it's in that moment where, if in our brokenness, we're able to say, I think that is an act of God's grace in the midst of warfare, mm-hmm. when we're able to humble ourselves before God and before others. Dear friend, when we come back from our break, I don't know about you, but if there's a point right now, and perhaps you know exactly where you are in this sense, you may be so close to a breakthrough in your life, but not only your life, especially Dad's. A breakthrough in your family. If you're a leader at work, not only a breakthrough in your career, but a breakthrough for your staff, a breakthrough for your organization. Yeah, it's that pivotal. One man's humility before God unleashes God's amazing power by His grace. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So Lindsay Westwood was impacted by her dad's gracious humility, or God's grace on her father and his humility, and her faith was enlivened. She was changed. She accepted Christ at the age of 12, and God began to work in her life as she went to Point Loma Nazarene University there in San Diego, California, and the Lord continued to develop her in organizational managerial communication. Now she works with All Things Possible Ministries. If you want to find out more about All Things Possible Ministries, yes, that's the Victor Marks organization, victormarks.com. That's how you can find out more.
And Danny, excuse me, but we need to help our listeners know that it's M-A-R-X.
Yes, that's correct. M-A-R-X, victormarks.com. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, you can get this program in its entirety at the Good Life Hawaii. Lindsay, how has Christ made a difference in your life?
Yes. Wow, it's a loaded question. But really, I think going back to grace and how Jesus really is the epitome of grace, that changed my life more than anything. And I really didn't realize or understand grace until I was 22 years old. So even though I became a Christian, accepted the Lord when I was 12, I didn't fully grasp the gospel and what it really meant until I was an adult.
Did something specific trigger that?
Yeah, actually, Victor's son had just gotten back from YWAM. He was in YWAM in Kona, or on the Big Island, and he went on his mission trip to Brazil. And when he was gone, he read a book called Jesus Is, and it's by a pastor out of Seattle named Judah Smith. And Shiloh, Victor's oldest son, would not shut up about this book. And I had to listen to him for hours talk about this book and grace and just what grace is and who Jesus is. And I had never heard it explained the way that Shiloh explained it to me, and that this book kind of laid it out, the gospel, in such a simple way. And I remember thinking, I wish I would have known this. Like, I wish someone would have told me this when I was younger, and that I could have, you know, grown up understanding grace, because I didn't. I always thought that you know, if you live in obedience to God, you'll be blessed. And if you live in disobedience to God, you'll be punished. You know, if I'm a good person and I do good things, I'll be in God's favor. And if I do bad things, if I sin, that God's gonna, you know, strike me with lightning, you know, or just punish me somehow. And I came to a point where I realized no matter what I do, no matter if I live in obedience to God or if I'm living in disobedience to God, it doesn't change the way God looks at me. And it doesn't change grace and how grace works. And as long as I have the Lord, that's all that matters. And it's not so much about what I do, but it's about what he already did on the cross. So I think that was the pivotal point for me, was understanding grace, and, you know, with the help of Victor's oldest son. So,
Well, take us further on that. How did you get introduced to All Things Possible Ministries?
I actually was an intern for Victor and his wife in All Things Possible Ministries right before I graduated college. And after I graduated college, they offered me a job, and I said no twice because I wanted to move to New Zealand, but I had no other job offers, and New Zealand wasn't working out, and I kind of just had no other option. So I was like, okay, like, this must be what God wants me to do, you know? So I took the job, and little did I know, it would be the best, one of the most life-changing things I've ever chosen to do is work for Victor and Eileen Marks. There's no one like them. And I remember after meeting with them for the first time, I left meeting with them, and I remember thinking, these are the kind of people who make me want to love Jesus more. And I'd never experienced that before after just simply talking with a couple for a couple hours. So they really exude the love of Christ, and they're very different. And I know I'll never work for better people than Victor and Eileen Marks. And the work that we do is so unique and life-changing, and it's
in
filled
what
with
way?
Purpose.
In what way, life-changing, in what way unique, or so unique?
Well, there's not a whole lot of people who will go into ISIS territory and, you know, help orphans. that part of the job is definitely unique, but we help people with trauma, who've been affected by trauma, and Victor started by speaking in juvenile facilities, but now he's just grown and he speaks to audiences of all types. But there's not a lot of folks like them who will do the dirty work and, you know, go into facilities and talk to kids who have killed people. Those are the kids that folks don't want to talk to, you know, they want them to be locked up, but we go into those facilities and Victor shares his story, and kids get saved all the time.
Someone
people
listening
to
today, Lindsay, might be saying, okay, I've heard the name, or maybe I haven't heard the name, Victor and Eileen Marks. And as Suzanne mentioned, that's M-A-R-X. Give us a little background of their story and how it's impacted you.
Well, Victor and Eileen, they've been married for almost 27 years. They're a beautiful example of God's love. When I first started working for them, no marriage is perfect, first of all. I'm not married, but I grew up with parents who were married, but every marriage is different. And when I remember when I started working for Victor and Eileen, I remember thinking to myself, these people actually love each other. Like, they actually love each other. And even though, you know, they here and there, there's an argument or whatever, they are very intentional with one another and respecting one another and making sure that things are made right. And so they've been a great example of marriage and what putting Christ at the center of your marriage looks like. Mm-hmm. Because I know most people don't have an example like that to look up to. And fortunately, since I work so closely with them, I do get to see that. Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm also asking too, is just for someone who didn't get a chance to hear Victor Mark's story on our program or see his video or watch the film of story. But Victor's, you mentioned trauma, working with kids right. in trauma. And so if we can sort of connect the two with his story yes. and the kids that you're working with there in ISIS territory.
Yes. So Victor, he suffered a terrible childhood. And not only many types of abuse, verbal, sexual, his stepfather who would torture him, electrocute him, dunk him under a tub of water until he passed out from oxygen deprivation. He was molested and left for dead in a commercial chicken cooler when he was 5 years old. So just awful things happened to Victor as a kid, and really he shouldn't be alive. Like, it's amazing that he's alive and it's just amazing that he's alive and what he's doing today. So from that abuse, he was driven to be able to defend himself. So he joined the Marine Corps and he also started practicing martial arts. So he's a 7th-degree black belt and holds the world record for the fastest gun disarm. And he was motivated to learn this gun disarm because his stepfather used to hit him in the head with a gun and tell him, if you ever tell anyone about what I've done to you, I'll kill you. So it's been timed at an eighth of a second that he can disarm someone. And in the Marine Corps, he reconciled with his biological dad, who invited him to church, and that's when Victor got saved. And it really wasn't until later in his adult life that his childhood started coming back, and PTSD, he found out he had PTSD. And so he had to start going to therapy. EMDR therapy was something that really helped Victor in his adult life.
What kind of therapy is that?
EMDR.
What does EMDR
stand for? It stands for, it's eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
In case someone may be wondering about that. Hey, Lindsay, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about Victor and Eileen, but specifically some of your experiences. What you felt when you went into some of these very hot areas where most people, as you said, wouldn't normally go. So when we come back from our break, more from Lindsay Westwood. Sharing with you her experiences traveling, serving in the ministry of Victor Marks and Eileen Marks. You can find out more at victormarks.com. Lindsay took a turn. She thought she was going to New Zealand. She really wanted to go to New Zealand, but as God often does, he doesn't open certain doors, but then he opens other doors, and it's amazing when you walk through them. More from Lindsay Westwood when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com?
There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, here's a fairly recent college graduate, graduated from Point Loma Nazarene University. And then she finds herself at a turning point where her dream or vision or thoughts were to go to New Zealand after graduation. I don't exactly know what those dreams were, but the impression was that she really felt led to go there. Well, the Lord didn't open any doors. The Lord opened another door, and the door was open at Victor and Eileen Marks, well, their ministry, All Things Possible Ministries. In fact, you can find out more about that at victormarks.com. I'm talking about Lindsay Westwood. So Lindsay goes to them, interviews with them, just is so touched and moved by them as a couple and their marriage and their ministry. She ends up going to some very unique locations. Well, unique is a soft way of saying dangerous, perhaps even scary. This is the Good Life program. You can find out more about this, get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Lindsay, when and where did you go in Mosul when it was an ISIS stronghold?
Well, summer of 2017 into Iraq, and our goal, for the purpose of going, was to go into the IDP camps. And IDP stands for internally displaced persons. And it's where hundreds of thousands of people live in these camps because they've had to flee because of ISIS coming into their villages and cities. And so they had to flee to find refuge. And so now they live in camps, and they're pretty prison-like. But while we were there last summer, not only did we go into camps and help kids who have been affected by trauma from ISIS, but we went directly into Mosul, which was still ISIS's stronghold at the time, and it was actually liberated while we were there last summer. And it was it was definitely scary. We went into Mosul about I think 5 or 6 times last summer to get kids that were found or pulled out of rubble or rescued from the Iraqi army had rescued them, and also one of our associate partner organizations, FBR, and we would take them back into our safe house with us and take them to get medical care and just let them feel like a kid and keep them safe, take them shopping. So, and then we would place them with family members that would come up through Facebook, because over there they use a lot of social media to help place kids that have been orphaned. So, yeah.
How long do they stay with these people that are giving them safety?
Well, they stayed with us. It just depended on when family members would pop up and be like, that's my granddaughter or that's my niece or nephew, you know?
Oh, so they're connecting them with family then? Family that
yes,
live there?
Yes. So we would take these orphans into our home in Iraq, and we would work with the Iraqi army, and the Iraqi army would post on Facebook. You wouldn't think, but through Facebook, family members would see pictures of these kids and be like, that's mine. That's my family. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to place them with their family. You know, their mothers and fathers had died because ISIS had shot them or when they were fleeing, but they had other family. So,
Lindsay, did you ever have a surreal moment, maybe several swells of this, where you're there, you're in action, you see the need, you feel the desperation, even fear. But did you ever have those moments when you thought, am I really here? Is this really going on?
Yeah, there were a couple moments. More than a couple, but one definitely stands out to me when we were in Mosul and there was still fighting going on between the Iraqi army and ISIS. ISIS was still there. And we were going into Old Town Mosul. And we were in our armored vehicles and we had diapers and water and baby formula in our cars. And we were going into this area that was very high risk to deliver these items to families who were still trapped and couldn't flee because of ISIS. It was still in an ISIS-controlled area. And as we're down there, we'd gotten out of the cars, and we were trying to make our game plan of what we were doing exactly, and a mortar hit, like, the house next to where we were standing. And it was so loud. And I was actually filming. I had my camera and I was filming as it hit, and you could see in the footage my hands were shaking because I was so scared. But that was a very surreal moment you actually think, oh, I actually might die. Like, I could, I could die right now. But we were down there delivering water, diapers, and baby formula of all things to these families. That was cool, but it was also pretty frightening when you hear a mortar and shrapnels flying, on the building next to us, and there's tons of, gunfire going off, and you just don't know what's going to happen next, really.
Why is in the midst of this, or in this broader sense of awareness, Lindsay, why is understanding warfare and grace so pivotal to you?
Well, the enemy's always going to try to get you to underestimate yourself and what you're capable of. And I think in that moment, I never would have thought that I would be there in that situation. And I never would have thought that I was qualified to do that, to be in Iraq, helping kids who have been traumatized. Because I've never experienced trauma like that. I've never experienced trauma like Victor. I've never experienced trauma like these kids have experienced in their families. And so you think, well, because I haven't experienced that, I'm not qualified to help someone with that. You know, that's a lie from the enemy. So he's always going to try to get you to underestimate your worth and what you're capable of in the Lord. And, you know, you just have to, you have to realize that's a lie. That is a lie. And once you realize that that's a lie, I think, and you stand firm in like the truth of Christ and who you are in Christ and your worth and what you can do with him, All Things Possible Ministries, that's what we're called, you know, you can do it, like, and you will do it. And the Lord will use you to do it, whatever it is. So I never thought that I would be in that situation, and I never thought that I would, you know, react the way that I did, but, you know, staying calm, even though my hands were shaking as I was holding the camera.
Well, you, but, not only stayed calm, you stayed there. Not that you could have just ran away, but
right.
You stayed there. You finished what you were there to do, however long it took. You stayed there and you held steady. You did mention something about this, when we talk about dysfunctional situations or abusive upbringings. You mentioned that about some of the children, many of the children that you work with. I think there's something unique, even just touching base a little bit, going back to Victor and Eileen. And Suzanne, when it comes to a dysfunctional upbringing and seeing a family in a dysfunctional context and where that could lead.
Well, I was just reminded that statistically, oftentimes that passes from generation to generation. And Victor and Eileen, to me, have been so graced by purposefulness in having an amazing marriage and a marriage of just open and deep communication. And their marriage is the exact opposite of what Victor experienced growing up. So it can be done. My point is, if you're in a tough marriage situation, or if you're a child and having to see this, that can be changed, especially through Christ. So I just wanted to mention that to our
listeners. That gives hope, Suzanne, because someone might be, they might just tune in or may have heard one part of, when you hear about a glowing marriage, a marriage that is, seems to be just running smoothly on all cylinders, so to speak, you kind of wonder, there's quite a gap between where I am and where they are. Is it possible? Well, like the name of the organization said, All Things Possible, right? Lindsay, All Things Possible. You know, broken childhood, broken marriage, broken upbringing to bring wholeness and healing. Suzanne, I appreciate that point that you just made. Hey, Lindsay, when we come back, let's talk a little bit further in our last segment about what the Lord is speaking to you about, or what impressions he's placed upon you in terms of the impact of your current experiences, traveling, where you are, and how he's preparing you for the future. What your sense is. My friend, when we come back, we'll hear more from Lindsay. Do you realize that God, in his purposefulness, he doesn't waste experiences, even those experiences that we wish we could forget, or wish we didn't have, or wish they were not part of our lives, even those. That's the redemptive part of God, the redemptive grace of God. But every experience that we have and encounter and are a part of can be used by God for the future by his gracious hand. Lindsay Westwood will share more from her life when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you say, Danny, how can I find out more about this ministry, All Things Possible? Hey, I just love that. That name, the title of the name of that organization. You can find out more at victormarx.com. And as Suzanne reminds me, it's victormarx, M-A-R-X.com, victormarx.com. This show, available for you and other resources that we provide at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. So, Lindsay, what is the Lord doing now, you feel, in terms of preparing you for what he has in the future?
Well, I definitely think he's preparing me for marriage. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. Anyway.
Let's just get that out there. How about that? Let's just say it.
No phone numbers, please.
Yeah.
We're not holding back, are we?
No. I mean, being able to work so closely with someone like Victor and Eileen, it's really taught me a lot. And I think that is one thing that God is preparing me for. And just to love people, loving people. I think no matter what you're doing in life, you're always looking forward to the next. Most people are always looking forward to the next thing. Most people, I don't know about most, but I have greener grass syndrome sometimes. You always think the grass is greener. And that, you know, there's always something else. But I think it's important to realize that it doesn't matter where you're at in life. There's something Victor always says, that it's not about perfection, but it's about direction. And I love that, because none of us are ever going to be perfect. And none of us are ever going to be satisfied with the things of this earth. And I know that through Christ, you will be satisfied. That's the only satisfaction that you'll get. And it's the most satisfying thing, is having a relationship with Jesus. And I think looking forward in my life, knowing and resting in the fact that I know Jesus and that I know grace is the most comforting thing I could ever have in my life.
What is your favorite scripture?
There's a scripture, John 3:30, that says he must become greater and I must become less. And I love that because...
Why?
Because it's not about us. And so often we make it about us and about our sin and what we've done wrong. And it's like, no, it's about Jesus and it's about what he did. And there is no condemnation in Christ. And we can't focus so much on ourselves, because then we'll lose sight of him. And we won't be as effective if we're just self-focused and wallowing in pity and how can I fix this or fix that about myself. But it's like, let Jesus fix it. He's already taken care of your sin. He's already died for your sin. Like, stop trying to go back to that place of, and that's another thing that the devil wants you to do, is he wants you to be self-focused. So it goes back to warfare and not believing those lies of, you know, you got yourself here, so you have to get yourself out. No, like, you got yourself there, but Jesus is the only one who can get you out of that, you know?
So what would you say, let's take this further, what would you say to someone going through a rough time right now, you know, in the same flow of what you've been describing?
I would say, don't believe the lies that you're hearing. Those thoughts that you think are your own, they're not your own. They're demonic. And Satan wants you to believe those lies because he wants to demobilize you and make you ineffective. And so pray that God would show you the truth. And that he would bind the wicked one and protect your mind, that your mind and your heart would be guarded from those fiery darts and from those lies, and that you would be able to differentiate the lies from the truth. That's what I would say. Pray. Pray against it.
Well, let's pray now. Can you lead us in a prayer?
Yes. Father, I thank you for this day and for all the people listening, and who might listen later on. I just pray that you would show them the truth and that they would be protected in their minds and their hearts, that you would bind the wicked one who's trying to destroy them. Any assignments from the enemy that are coming against them, I pray that you would bind them and send them back to where they belong, that you would just show them the truth of who they are, and that they would be able to recognize these lies, and that they would be able to pray against them themselves. God, give them the strength to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this has been somewhat heavy, and we've had some light moments, a few of them. Lindsay, in these closing few minutes, couple minutes, what does Lindsay Westwood do for fun?
I like to shoot guns. I love just hanging out with people, and I like lifting weights, random as that is. I'm a girl, and I love lifting weights.
Oh, what's your favorite lift?
Oh, probably deadlift. I really like deadlifts. I really like lifting legs. It's the strongest muscle group in your body. So,
now, did you play sports there at Point Loma?
No, I did not play sports at Point Loma, but I did play sports in high school. I played basketball, volleyball, tennis.
Ah, yes. So you enjoyed lateral movement, didn't you?
Yes.
I take it you've got pretty strong knees as well.
Yeah, well, and then after high school, I did a little bit of experimenting with shooting off horseback.
Wow. I can only imagine how much of a challenge that is.
Yeah.
How'd you fare in that endeavor?
You know, it's not as hard as it looks, surprisingly, because you're shooting balloons, and that's a pretty big target. Okay. And you're not shooting bullets. You're shooting, like, powdered stuff. So everyone should try it. It's fun. Try it at least once.
Well, and I'm sure it didn't hurt that you grew up on a 10-acre farm in Texas with horses and all kinds of farm animals. I'm talking about Lindsay Westwood. And Lindsay, you've been a wonderful guest with us today, and I'm so grateful for your time. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Heartfelt words from Lindsay Westwood. Again, find out more of Lindsay and the organization at victormarks.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And I believe there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And look, if you haven't opened your heart to Christ just yet, I think this is a great time to do that. Well, go to thegoodlifehoy.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support, go to thegoodlifehoy.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Lindsay Westwood, victormarks.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.